Lionel Hawaii. It's 6:56 and it's Wednesday morning, and we're not particularly feeling very jolly today for reasons that you can obviously understand. And it's a very, very bizarre feeling to be on the radio doing a show like this in a building which is really, really sad and full of really sad people. Yesterday it was a horrible day. And to sum it up to everyone, because obviously John Peel's a legend and he's a broadcasting maverick and did so much for music and blah, blah, blah. But he's also a really bloody nice fella and a really nice bloke. And once I got to know him, I was so pleased that I did know him. And he's a really nice fella and funny and very, very well-loved, which is why Radio 1 is in shock over the whole terribly sad news about John. So today's show is going to be not the normal show that we do, but at the same time, it's not going to be really morbid either. We're really, really stunned still about yesterday's news. And everybody keeps expecting him to walk through the door and be, you know, moaning about something. I'm being very funny about it. But he's not, because he's dead. And that's that. So we're going to play a few records this morning that John would have liked, and I'm sure we'll play a few records this morning that John couldn't stand. But that'll be our tribute to John. So stay with us, have a good day, and I don't know what. Anyway, it's 2 minutes to seven. Radio 1, it's Wednesday morning, it's Razor Light and it's Golden Touch. So coming up then, we'll play lots of stuff, as I was saying, that John would like, and I'm hoping we'll play lots of stuff that John wouldn't have liked, because he'd appreciate that in our own little unique sense of humour that we'd have had. Travis coming up, Khalees and Andre 3000, White Stripes as well. Let's get some news from Dominic. 1 minute past seven.
Looking back at the life of John Peel. BBC Radio 1. Radio Newsbeat, it's now 4 minutes past seven.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, happy day. Came into work this morning and I was like... there's a horrible feeling in the building. It's really horrible, isn't it?
It's just strange, isn't it?
A few people texting in. As I kind of half expected, rightly wrongly, a lot of people texting in this morning going, oh, bloody hell, get over it. You've been going on about John Peel since yesterday. It's only a bloke, get over it. Which I absolutely expected certain people to A, not understand, and B, not care, as is your wont. But you've got to appreciate that this whole radio station, which ticks along quite nicely, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everybody was stunned yesterday, absolutely dumbfounded. And it's, I can't describe to you how shocking this news was yesterday. For those of you who never listened to John Peel's show, and for those of you who don't really understand how important he was, if you're, you know, 16 years old or 15, or it doesn't matter how old you are, if you just don't understand, don't worry about it, it's fine. But just understand this, he was, you know, an absolutely lovely bloke. And he was a friend to a lot of people in this building. And the only way to describe it, if you don't understand, you know, the importance of John and what a sad loss it is from the music side of things, from the radio side of things, he's like one of the family on Radio 1. He's like everyone's dad. He's like great uncle. He's you know, he was like a granddad. And everybody in the building loved him. And that's how Radio 1 feels today, is that we've lost a member of our family. And it's really sad. So, for all you smart asses who are texting in going, oh, get over it, it's only a man and everything, do you know what? Go screw yourself, because you don't understand. This is one of our family who's gone. It's a mate of ours who's gone. So, that's why we're all in a little kind of a weird mood today. That said, we're going to play some great records and, as I said, some songs that would really pee him off as well. So hopefully later on, a Steps medley, as well as some great Pistols tunes as well. It's 7 minutes past seven. Good morning. Great record. Kalees and Andre 3000 Millionaire. Sorry about my little outburst earlier, by the way.
It's all right. Well said, I think. Had to be done.
And now all the text messages are coming in, which is nice, and all the support, the little nice supporting messages. And let's not forget, we'll drop in a few memories about John later, and we'll tell a few stories about him. And many people have already started texting in. When we did the afternoon show, we highlighted a few of John's technical mistakes from his late night show, to the point where it became kind of like a weekly feature for about a month. And then one day we played. What had happened is someone had emailed in going, oh, "John did it again last night." Ended up instead of playing a session from whatever, ended up playing your jingle by accident because he wasn't the most technical man in the world. And we used to play these little clips and have a laugh and everything and take the mickey out of him. And then one day he walked in mid-link saying, "Stop taking the pee out of me, will you? I've been standing out in the corridor. I knew you'd be taking the mickey out of me." So we've got some of those clips to play a little bit later because they're really, really funny.
He's actually said this yesterday on one of the tributes, I think, on the News 24. And he was saying how he was a one-off, as we all know. And he was saying the one thing slick he wasn't, which I think even by his own admission was his trademark. And when I sort of heard that, I thought about those little clips, which were hilarious.
They're very funny.
Actually, you know, he was such a good sport, actually, because he used to go along with the whole thing and say, "Well, has he stopped taking the mickey out?"
He was a one-off. He couldn't work out the very simple jingle system that we have here. But a few people started texting in saying, you know, and it's nice to kind of have some kind of silly things about John, such as the time that he had to put his Everton shirt on at the end of which I believe was room 101, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it was, actually. Yeah, I saw that.
Because John's a diehard Liverpool fan, and they made him put on an Everton shirt for something, which I remember watching. Mm. And somebody else has texted in, David from Leicester, and I think, you know, a very nice memory of John, which was, I thought he was great on Life of Grime.
He was.
He made that show. Says David Leicester. And he did. And I also think he did a toothpaste voiceover. I'm not 100% sure.
No, he did.
Which I thought was great. Anyway, so we'll play some of those clips a little bit later. Because the thing with John is, his voice on the radio was exactly the same as his voice in real life. That's how he speaks. And when, you know, you'd ask him a question, everyone who does their impression of John is pretty much like John is. So when he makes these technical mistakes, and he's like, What's happening there? Why is that bloody thing playing? So we'll play those little clips later because they're very funny. It's 7:15. This is Wednesday morning from Radio 1. Good songs on a sad day. Tune, really great on me, that Travis and Walking in the Sun. Friday, I got a very special show this week to end the week off. Travis are going to be coming into the show. We're going to do it from the Maida Vale studios all morning, which will be great because that'll be a technical nightmare. Hello? And Travis is going to come in and hopefully he's going to do that, and because The Greatest Hits is coming out. And we're going to do this thing online, which we've been running all week. You can choose the song that you'd like Travis to cover. Not cover. Hello?
Play.
Thanks. So you get to vote. I can't speak. Have a look at the website. It's got all the details about what I'm trying to say. Thank you very much. You choose the classic Travis track that they will perform. That's right, isn't it? Thank you. So have a look at the website at Radio 1 online. You're not doing it?
Sorry, I was half asleep then.
Right, okay. Hello, Arthur. So have a look at the website, Radio 1 Online.
Better.
Cheers. And then you can choose your favourite Travis song. Whichever song gets the most amount of votes, they will do Friday morning on the show. I'm having a hell of a Travis fix at the moment. I saw them live the other week in London. I introduced them on Top of the Pops last Friday. They're on our show on this Friday. And on Saturday, they're playing the Big C concert.
At Ali Pally in London.
Yeah. Together with a good line of people and Brian McFadden. So that'll be an excellent gig. I know Alan's dying to see Brian's set.
He's good.
What?
He's good.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Can't wait for him to perform that one song. I hope it doesn't go down well. He's buggered from an encore, isn't he? Anyway. It's time for this morning's Buzz On. That's right. There is no Buzz Off option. It's only Buzz On. So feel free to text Buzz On if you wish to 81199, but we will play all the record in full anyway. gotta get this remixed into a drum and bass thing.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You can't mess with opera.
Of course you can, yeah. So then, 7:20, Wednesday morning, BBC Radio 1, time for this morning's Buzz On track. John Peel was the first man ever to play this record. Played that on Radio 1 before.
Superb record. Absolutely superb record.
And a fantastic response on the text messages. Thank you for texting in. Most of them contain the swear words, as in, that is a flaming great record.
It's good swearing, isn't it? Positive.
You can if you want. I personally don't like it anymore.
No, I don't mean it's good to swear.
All right.
I mean it was good swear words.
Right.
In a nice sentimental way.
The Beatles and I and the Walrus, which John played first, apparently. Zane Lowe was telling a story on the air last night, apparently about him and his producer were talking about what version of I and the Walrus to play, mm-hmm. and what version was the best one. And they're arguing, no, it should be this one, or it should be this live Oasis one, or it should be this classic one, or it should be that version. And Peel just kind of walked by. Now, John wasn't a big-headed man at all, and wasn't a show-off at all. He told the most fantastic stories, but, you know, just so wasn't, you know, Mr. Show-off.
Hugely modest, wasn't he?
Yeah, massively. Mm. And he just walks by and hears the conversation, just goes, I was the first person to play that. And then kind of wanders off.
And he strolled off.
Well, it's not really the same when you go, well, I was the first person to play Steps, you know, One for Sorrow. 5, 6, 7, 8. It's not really the same. Thanks for all the text messages that came in about the song. My favourite one, and there's no name attached to it, sadly, which just said, John was the Eggman, Coo-Coo-Ca-Choo, Buzz On. Thanks very much. I'm sure he'll really appreciate the tribute that after everything he did in the world of music and the beautiful family that he raised, you will remember him as an Eggman. 7:26. Sisters and Laura on Radio 1. I still have trouble with the new single because when it comes to the chorus, I always sing Laura instead of Mary. Every single time. And I even to the point where I go, must remember that it's called Law Mary. But I'm going to try and get everybody else to start doing it now because it's like the cool thing to do. Just sing the wrong name.
Mary, Laura.
Laura.
Maureen.
Maureen.
Maureen. Possibly.
Yeah, anyway, lovely. Sisters, Laura on BBC Radio 1. Right, so we're going to play more top songs in just a few seconds. Obviously, we're playing lots of Peel's favourite records. And we're going to play an absolute top classic record. If you're still in bed, I guarantee the next song will get you out of bed. We'll play it after we get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
And we're paying tribute to John Peel, who died yesterday, aged 65. He suffered a heart attack while he was on holiday in Peru. He was Radio 1's longest-serving DJ. And last night, Steve Lamacq presented a special tribute show.
Tribute to the great man. We went to the pub. We opened a bottle of red wine, we got out a paper and a biro, and then we went to the BBC archive and pulled out some of the tracks, which we think were some of his favourites, or at least place. I hope he would have liked the show.
John always said his favourite song was Teenage Kicks by The Undertones. Here's their lead singer, Fergal Sharkey.
Yeah, we've all done it, sitting in the sort of spare bedroom at home late at night listening to the John Peel show, and suddenly this guy's playing a record and going, oh, by the way, this is the best record I've ever heard. It's an astonishingly flattering thing.
And you can share your memories of John on a special message board. Just go to Radio 1 online. In other news this morning, Israel has voted to withdraw Jewish settlers from the Gaza Strip and a small part of the West Bank. The areas are home to Palestinians who want their own independent state. The House of Lords has voted for a plan to allow hunting.
And after being sacked by West Brom yesterday, Gary Megson's being linked with Leicester City, while Bobby Robson's being tipped for a role at the Hawthorns. Mm.
And the weather, Gale's in the southwest of England.
Is she? What's she doing there?
Not actually someone called Gale.
Right.
Heavy Winds, I mean.
Who's she?
I don't know. That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know the girl called Heavy Winds.
Heavy rain elsewhere as well.
Not heavy wind.
No, that's not a name.
How do they measure wind as far as weight goes?
Kilowatts. It's 7:33. I've no idea.
What?
I've no idea.
That's a great line.
Is it? I don't know.
You're on form.
Isn't it in miles per hour?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Or knots. It depends where you are.
Yeah. Sea wind. Knots.
Sea wind and knots. Land wind. Miles per hour.
Fact. We win.
I have no idea what the hell you two guys are talking about whatsoever. Knots, miles per hour. Seaweed, heavy wind. Right, get out of bed. You have to get up and go to work. And the following song, you have to get out of bed to. It's 7:34 on Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Oh, don't. Snow Patrol and Chocolate on Radio 1. And now Dave's going to say things.
Basically, we were just laughing away. We were reminiscing, basically, about John Peel's stories from years gone by. Most of them, actually, are happening at Radio 1 Christmas parties and photographs and stuff like that. But there was one particular story, which I won't go into just now, but involves setting fire to John Peel's coat.
Lizzie set fire to him. She loved him so much, she tried to set him on fire.
It was an entirely accidental thing.
And then spat wine on him.
Well, she was trying to put it out, you see, because she dropped the end of a cigarette, and it had sort of taken to John's coat, and it had gone up in flames, and then, you know, in the heat of the moment, so to speak, Lizzie thought it'd be best to spit wine all over him to douse the flames, which also didn't go down very well.
Well, the Mac never mentioned that on the tribute show last night.
Really?
He's a great man, and Lizzie tried to set fire to him, and then spat wine all over him. Hi, John, how are you? Anyway, so that's the reason, if you just switch radio on, that's the reason we just played Nirvana and Smells Like Teen Spirit, and then we played Snow Patrol Chocolate. Top tune, full volume, in traffic, getting on most people's nerves. Well, that's generally what I do. I thank you, Phil from Deadhill. Where's Deadhill?
Don't know.
Somebody says, well, so I think someone's meant to text in fan flipping tastic, but they text in fan fapping-tastic.
Fapping-tastic.
I don't know what that means. Just blown my lorry speakers. Top tune, Morsey. John would have been proud. Morning, Chris and Go. Blah, 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 blah. My truck turned it up and blown one of my speakers from Tony. So that's, I like that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, talking of great records to blow your speakers to, everybody.
Blow this, so to speak.
You're all right, thanks, Dave. I'm staying this side of the desk. Good morning. It's 7:44. This is the new song from Kylie Minogue. It's the new song from Kylie Minogue. And it's called I Believe in You, and it comes out soon.
You should buy it then.
From Ultimate Kylie Singles or something.
Is this her first ever Greatest Hits compilation?
Oh, I thought she'd have won that before. Alan says no.
Well, actually, we were discussing this the other day, me and Rachel, because I thought there was one before, because actually, my Emma's got it off you, but I think that was a copy one from Bangkok or something, wasn't it?
Oh, that's a different one, yeah.
She had a Greatest Hits that was like a B-side, wasn't it? Like, there was a double album, Fever, and then other songs.
There was a Greatest Hits last year, but that was the unofficial one.
Right.
And the one that you had was Kylie 50 Plus One, which is all her hits mixed in together.
Yeah, but that was entirely illegal, wasn't it?
All mixed in together.
Oh, it's terrible.
Wow, that's like
enough not
heaven.
To about.
It's a non-stop Kylie party.
I'll lend it to you.
Honestly.
Brilliant. I'd love it.
The album rings a bell, actually.
It is quite
Didn't you
tragic.
Put it on when we came around your house
yeah.
once?
What? What, did you want them to leave? come out for dinner. We're going to listen to every Kylie song ever recorded.
Kylie Mega Mix.
I'll
brilliant.
Bring it in one day. You'll like it.
Tears on my pillow.
I'm not joking, it is like that.
Shocked by the power. Oh, excellent.
Anyway.
Thanks for that, Alan. Yesterday, Alan went to interview Jerry Halliwell. At Jerry's house, and we're going to play, and we are going to play the interview today, but we're not going to because we're today's show's John Peel's show, so we're not doing any of the features or anything. Which we'll do it though tomorrow. However, how was it?
Brilliant.
Yeah,
yeah. The piece will be a timeless classic because Jerry is
a timeless
brilliant.
Classic.
I actually got on really well with her.
I bet you did.
I wrote loads of notes and I didn't look at them once. We just started chatting and we just continued.
Wow, she was that good. Alan didn't look at his notes once.
Brilliant.
Tribute.
Very funny. Very funny girl.
How did she look? Have you met before?
Yeah, on road shows when she came out to like Radio 1 road shows and stuff. I met her then. She scared me then, but it was quite nice yesterday. And she did look really good, and I wasn't lying when I told her she looked good. And her boobs did look good also.
Well, she got them out?
No, didn't get them out, but I did talk to her about her boobs.
What did you call them?
I stumbled a little bit, and I said, well, Chris would like me to talk to you about, you know. And she said, go on, say it. Your boobs. Well, thank you, she says. Do you like them? I said, yeah, they're looking very good. So, you know, this will all be in the piece.
No, I knew I should have gone to the interview with
her. Do you like them?
Do you know what I mean? Seriously. Jerry going, oh, do you like my boobs? Seriously. It's like giving a steak to a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I can tell you my favourite bit was going around the entire house, which is very big.
Did she give you a tour?
A full tour. Four stories tall. We were all the way to the top and then back down. Got down to the basement and walked in. We must have been doing for about an hour, actually, walking around the house. Walked into the basement and Jerry's mum was in the corner ironing.
In the basement?
In the basement, and like an hour's chat. And I didn't know. I said, you've been here all this time? Yes, hello. Hello, Jerry's mum. How are you?
Where's Jerry's mum from?
She's Spanish, isn't she?
Yeah, isn't she? She's not. Yeah. She's not.
Oh, I see.
I think
that
she is Spanish.
Well, why she's talking with a Spanish accent.
I thought it was really weird. Jerry goes, here's my mum. And she goes, hola. I thought she was drunk or something.
I didn't get... Yeah, I understand now. And she was doing Jerry's ironing.
Right.
Which I thought was hilarious.
Well, if you didn't know that, you could have brought your dirty washing.
I would have as well.
Do you know
well.
What I mean?
Got stacks.
Do us a favour, love. Just stick them on 40, would you? And I'll be back in an hour.
But I'm now a massive fan of Jerry.
Oh, God.
As the person. I think she's lovely.
So, did you talk about me?
We talked about you a lot.
Was she complimentary?
Yes, it was.
Does she remember calling me?
No, she doesn't, surprisingly.
Doesn't she?
No, she doesn't.
I'll remind
I had
her.
To remind her of why there might have been a bit of a feud going, but,
Because she called me a...
Did she?
A merchant, yeah.
Really?
Mm.
Well,
Yeah, I'm not making it up.
She had a dream about you. Which
what?
She had a dream about you.
Right.
Which I'll wait until the package so you can hear her explain what was in the dream.
Really?
But,
so one of those dreams?
No.
All right.
It was a lovely dream.
Was it?
Yeah.
Jerry Halliwell's dreaming about me.
Touched me.
So, what? I'd rather not.
It's touched me.
Who touched you?
It's a dream.
Do you
it
like these?
Touching.
What? Jerry's mum, what's used to the ironing?
And shot, there's now two dogs, not one.
Two dogs.
Harry and Daddy.
What?
Harry and Daddy.
She's got a dog called Daddy.
Daddy.
After the sauce.
Lush. The dog is so sweet. Followed me everywhere.
And is Daddy Harry's daddy?
Don't think so. No, they're not connected in that way. He's from LA, so he's like her showbiz dog.
Who is?
Her bling dog.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy's from LA.
Yes.
What does he woof with an LA accent? Woof!
And
woof woof.
But I'm hoping, I don't know where she lives, to go over occasionally just for, you know, a cup of tea.
Oh, I'm sure she'd love that.
Yeah.
Hooey, Jerry!
I think we got
Jerry! Woo woo!
She's hiding in the basement with her mum doing the ironing.
I think.
He's here again.
Good friends now. And you'll hear that in the piece, you know, in the package.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Give over.
I can't wait to hear it. So we'll do it tomorrow.
Cool.
What time are we doing it tomorrow? Before 8, after 8?
Before 8.
Before 8. We'll do it this time tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that right with you?
That's good with me.
So when Alan met Jerry then, I can't wait for that. We'll replay it tomorrow morning. 7:52. Thinking, we get to find out if we're number one recording artiste later today.
We do, actually, don't we?
Mmm. This is great. if you've been following the story, we did the goldy-looking chain parody, mouldy-looking stain, and then we managed to get it officially available for download from a load of download sites, and the profits from it will go to Comet Relief.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. But as a sideline to that was, I thought, well, there is a chance we could go to number one. You two have been number one on the download chart for the last 2 weeks. And this afternoon, Scott Mills will reveal the new chart. I just would absolutely find it hilarious if we knocked you two off the number one spot.
That's a dream for us, because we can say, for albeit a couple of days, that we are bigger than you two. In download terms.
Yes, I was, well, you know, when we're old and grey, Dave and I did a record, and we did very well, went to the top of the download chart.
And knocked off Boney O and The Edge and all
yes.
that.
Yes. What, you two? Yes, they were a popular Irish band.
Glory days.
But we wiped the floor with them. God, I almost said something else.
Wiped their floor. Maybe.
So Scott, later on this afternoon, we'll do the download chart. Find out if we are indeed number one.
Okay. You can't get out. Mega.
That's right.
Listen, everybody with your fists in the air now.
Estelle and Free from Radio 1. So we're not doing the normal show this morning. It's in tribute to John Peel, who sadly left us yesterday way too soon before his time. So today's show, we're playing lots of John's favourite records and songs that he championed and songs that he would have liked, mixed in with other stuff on the radio and playlist this morning. So go with it. Today's show is all about John Peel. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8 o'clock.
Looking back at the life of John Peel.
BBC.
Wet in most places with strong winds in the southwest. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 3 minutes past eight.
Thank you very much. Start the theme music, lads. This morning we have the incredible string band and poet Adrian Mitchell. We'll also play records by groups that you may not have heard of that we consider worthy of exposure. Anyway, the incredible string band now, and this is called You Get Brighter Every Day.
John was simply one of my favourite men in the whole world. As a music fan and a broadcaster, he was absolute inspiration. It's the biggest and saddest loss to everybody.
Greetings, life forms. John Peel. They call me Dr. Excitement here at Radio 1 FM.
John Peel.
Well, this is profoundly embarrassing. I was so busy listening to that, I forgot to queue up another record. Well, people do that, and I get away with it, and I'm going to as well in just a second if I put on the right side of the next record, which I don't think I have done.
Presenters, whether you meet them or not, and especially John, over such a long period of time, would have touched so many people. Liam Kent said if it wasn't for John, he wouldn't be married, so God blessed him.
You need to have a fairly obsessive nature, really, to do the programmes that I do in the way that they're done. And I even type my own running orders and things, because that way I can be sure they're correct.
These are the Psychedelic Furs, finally, in Sister Europe. Not been queued up, but if I keep talking long enough, it'll start, thank you. Although it's going to start at the wrong speed. Nice try.
I mean, I love doing what I do, you know, and I've never had any ambitions to do anything else since I was about 28, so I'm very lucky in that. I always say to people, and people think, oh, isn't he modest, isn't that charming? I always say to people, well, you know, but you don't get noticed because I look like a minicab driver.
The last time I saw John, you know, just before he went off on holiday, we had one of our DJ dinners, and there he was at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night with a glass of red wine in one hand. At the centre of the conversation, he would tell these tales, and we'd all, of course, be tears rolling down our face. And, of course, there's tears rolling down our face today.
I know I'm fabulously lucky. I mean, I do know that. Everything that I wanted when I was a kid. You know, a house in the country, dogs, cats, an astounding wife, really nice children, and a job on the radio playing records that I like and getting lots and lots of free records. It's difficult to think what could be added to this to improve it.
Beyonce and Crazy in Love on BBC Radio 1. It's 12 minutes past eight. What? You want to say something?
Destiny's Child coming on the show next week.
Do you know, Dave? Destiny's Child are coming on the show next week.
Are they?
Yeah.
What day next week?
It's
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Why, is that a secret? Is that where you whispered it, Rachel?
No, she didn't say anything. It's in your head. Because that was Beyonce, and she is in Destiny's Child.
I see. She's one third of Destiny's Child, along with Kelly Rowland.
I don't know who she is. I'm not aware of Kelly Rowland.
Are you not?
Yeah. Is she a small lady?
Well, I couldn't divulge any more.
Does she have nice legs?
Oh, she has lovely legs.
What are they like?
Lovely thighs.
What are they like?
Well, I wouldn't know.
Right.
Sorry about that.
1, 2, 3, kick.
Tomorrow on the show, then, highlights of when Allard met Jerry. Is it just Jerry now? It's not Halliwell. Did you ask her about that? No, you didn't. That's brilliant. Thanks.
That was our top question, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Why she dropped the Halliwell?
He said that he didn't use any of his questions. He didn't refer to any of his notes.
He doesn't make notes, for God's sake.
I did make notes.
Did he?
But when she's showing you, like, her Spice Girl pictures...
I wonder what you were going to say,
then. Spice Girl outfits and her dog...
She doesn't
daddy,
have the outfits.
You forget... She hasn't. That was another thing I wanted to say.
She hasn't?
She hasn't got the outfits.
She hasn't got the Union Jack dress.
Well, no, she sold that, didn't she? Was that not auctioned for charity a few years ago?
No, I don't know.
That's right, yeah. Well done, Dave. You know a lot about Jerry, don't you?
You see, I do my research, Allard.
She's a short lady, isn't she?
Very short, yeah.
You love Jerry now, don't
you? Taller than Kylie.
Is she?
Yeah.
Kylie's like 3'2".
That's true.
I mean, Kylie's even shorter than Dave.
Whoa.
Is it true?
I'm the same height as you. Excuse me.
But you know that I'm taller than you.
5'10".
I am taller than you. I'm 5'11". So there you go. Yeah, so highlights of the when Allard met Jerry interview tomorrow. Do you know what else is on the show tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
Go on.
Well, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that we'll be visited by the very special Carol Vorderman tomorrow.
That's right.
You fancy her.
Two from the top and one from the bottom. What?
You fancy Carol Vorderman.
I admire her deeply.
What was it you called her? What was it? Something about hot mamas or something?
I don't think we ever used those two words together.
I've never said that on the air, have I, Rachel? I never said that, did I?
Probably.
Did I say she's a hot mama?
Yeah, she did. She did a photo shoot in a magazine. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And you thought she was very hot looking.
Oh, yeah, but I've known her for years.
I used to work with her.
Where?
She won't remember me.
No, you didn't work with her.
I did, in the lottery. She was on the lottery. Do you remember when it first launched? She used to work on it.
No.
Did I make this up?
Yeah. You make all of these stupid stories up.
Anthea Turner worked on the lottery.
No, Carol Vorderman worked on the lottery. I worked with her.
Are you sure? Are you sure you're not getting the lottery confused with Countdown?
No, definitely lottery. And also, she's born in Wales. She's Welsh.
Right.
She's born in Wales, she's Welsh.
Okay, the point of that is
that I know a lot about her.
Right.
Because I found that out while I worked with her.
Two from the top and one from the
She might
bottom.
Remember me.
I doubt it.
She'll remember me.
She loves me.
I know, Chris.
Didn't you meet her when you were really young?
Yeah. That sounds dodgy, but yeah. I was still at school.
Hey, we could get Carol to teach me maths.
Oh.
Jesus, imagine that.
We haven't got all day.
It's not that good.
Hey? I'm not backward when it comes to numbers, Rachel.
You're rubbish with numbers. What, 7/8?
56?
There you go.
You know what, I can't do that either.
I'm right, though, aren't I?
You, Dave.
I'm right. Give us another one.
5 6s.
5 6s.
Oh, that's easy.
Is it 30?
7 7s, Allard.
49.
There you go. 7 8s. 56. No, right, I know, but I thought, you know, I was trying to catch you out.
Go on, give us a hard one.
What's 17 divided by...
3.
That's impossible, because 17 can't be divided by 3.
It's not impossible, Dave.
Well,
there is an answer.
It's impossible in the world of whole numbers.
Something like 5.8 something.
That's a stupid one.
Okay, let's do the numbers game, shall we?
Yep.
Would you?
Yep.
Okay. Have we got the Countdown music anywhere? Somewhere, I'll be.
I'll go and have a look.
Okay, so, let me come up with something. I'll come up with some numbers. Write these down, okay?
Yeah.
100.
Hang on.
Yeah. 5.
Yeah.
2.
Mm-hmm.
11.
Yeah.
And 16. Okay.
100.
Yeah.
5, 2, 11, and 16. Is this like the numbers round?
What?
Is this like the numbers round you're going to give me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And you've got to get, Dave...
Yeah.
522. Your time starts now.
Now, really?
Yeah.
Okay. 100 times 5 is 500.
Yeah.
Ah. 2 times 11 is 22. Add them together, 522.
There you go. That took you 14 seconds, Dave.
Yeah, but that's within the time allowed.
Yeah, but it was immensely simple.
I still did it, though.
All right.
And if I was on countdown, I would have got the points.
Let's do another one, then. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Write these numbers down.
Yep.
3.
Yeah.
12.
Mm-hmm.
44.
44.
50.
Yeah.
And 150.
3, 12, 44, 50, and 150.
Yes.
Okay. And what have I got to get?
And you've got to get 372. Your time starts now.
3 times 12. No. 50 times... No, hang on.
Kings of Leon, and the track is called The Bucket. So Kelly Rowland's coming in with Destiny's Child. Good morning.
I've nearly got that maths teaser.
Okay.
Okay, just to recap, we're doing the numbers round, like on Countdown.
Yeah.
The numbers that you gave me were 3, 12, 44, 50, and 150, and the target to get was 372.
Mm.
I've got 394 by going, right? 12 divided by...
Well, I don't care how you got that. That's miles out.
No, 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 it's not.
Because yes, it is. You're meant to get 372, and you got what?
394.
That's miles out.
But you get points for the working.
Yeah, no,
but,
hang on.
Listen.
I've managed to get 375.
How?
What?
You used a calculator, though.
What?
You used a calculator.
Doesn't matter, still got it. You still got to work out the combinations.
I got 352.
I got 375.
Or I got 318.
That's worse than 394, isn't it? I was only 22 out.
So hang on, you got what, Rachel?
I got 352, the closest.
352.
To.
Dave, you got what?
394.
My maths is about as rubbish as Dave's is.
And I got 375. I was three out.
Go on then, explain your workings.
12 times 44, Rachel.
Oh, I tried to do that, is...
528.
Right, oh, that's it.
Minus 150.
Yeah.
Is 378. Minus the 3, 375.
Ah, you see, I did 12 divided by 3 equals 4. 4 times 50 is 200. 200 plus the 44 is 244. Add the 150, 394.
Yeah, but you're miles away. That's not the aim of the game. The aim of the game is to get as near to the number as you can.
But that
not
was
20 digits away.
No, but that was as near to the number as I could get.
Well,
I did my very best, is what I'm trying to say. I think I should get half a point for that. And I showed all my working, look.
Look at mine. That's fantastic.
Here's one for you then, Dave.
Yep.
All right, what's 1111?
Hang on, what's...
I like this one. 1111.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wrote three down.
No, 1111.
Yeah.
Multiplied by 1111. That's a good one for you. Oh, this is going to blow Dave's brain.
I can't even.
1111.
Yeah.
Times 1111.
Yeah.
Well, 1,000 times 1,000 would be 1,000,000. Okay, you with me? Okay, and then add on, hang on, and then 100 times 100 would be another 10,000.
This is great, Dave. Carol is going to be so impressed when she meets you. You actually don't know where to start now, do you?
1,100,022.
No. Do you want to work on it?
Yeah, okay. 1,111 times 1,111. It can be done, can it?
Okay. Yeah. What do you mean it can be done? Of course it can be done. 1,111 multiplied by 1,111. Yes, Dave, it is possible to do it.
I just thought it might have been a trick question.
No, it's not a trick question. So what's your answer?
I haven't got one yet.
Rachel, do you have an answer?
Yes, I cheated.
That's fine.
What is it?
I'll wait for Dave to work it out.
Okay, lovely. All right, then. You got 3.5 minutes, Dave.
These words are my own.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. 8:27. Wednesday morning, this is Radio 1. Hi, I'm Chris. Dave, what is the answer? 1,111 multiplied by 1,111.
Well, I was doing the multiplication like you used to do at school, where you put it on top of each other and then do 1 × 1 = 1, 1 × 1 = 1, 1 × 1 = 1, 1 × 1 = 1. And what it's given me is 11,111,111.
What?
11 million.
Yeah.
111,111.
No.
It's like eight ones all in a row.
No. Hang on, Dave.
No, but look.
Show me your work.
Okay, look.
I can see what he's done already. This is beautiful.
Right. 1 × 1 = 1.
Yeah.
1 × 1 = 1.
Yeah.
1 × 1 = 1.
Yeah.
And 1 × 1 = 1.
Right, Dave. Dave, come here. Give me a piece of paper. Right. Are you serious? Do you honestly believe that's the right answer?
Well, you see, because...
Yes or no?
No, but listen.
Yes or no? Do you believe that's the right answer?
I'm less sure now.
Right. Okay, so you just show me how you work out that.
Yep.
Okay? Will you just do me a favour, okay? And work out that multiplication there that I've just done underneath.
Okay.
And show me how you work it out. Okay. I've done 10 × 10.
Okay.
So show me how you work that one out.
Well, it's 100, isn't it?
But show me, then, in the same way you worked out the last maths...
Do you know, I'm not sure, but because it's got noughts in it.
But still do it.
Well, nought times nought is nought.
Yeah.
1 × 0 = 0.
Right.
1 × 1 = 1. 100.
No! Dave, look. When you... Right. For those of you who are sitting out around the kitchen table, just get a piece of paper and a pen out and write 1,111 multiplied by 1,111, right? In the old multiplication table that you used to do at school.
Long multiplication.
Now, Dave,
school,
when you do multiplication, right, you don't go 1 × 1 = 1. You don't go the number above the one underneath, you times that. It's not. That's not it.
It doesn't matter which one you do, because it's always 1 × 1 = 1.
Okay, but how do you... When you do your multiplication, it's like... Okay, so let's say you're using that one, right?
Yeah.
You go 1 × 1 = 1, 1 × 1 = 1, 1 × 1 = 1.
Yeah.
Then what about that number, and that number, and that number?
One,
do you not...
Yeah, I did them as well.
Yeah, but you have to put a little zero then, don't you? Because it's the next one along.
Oh, you carry some underneath as well, don't you?
That's right, Dave.
Yeah, but one. No, but there'd be nothing to carry if it's 1 × 1 = 1. It's just one, isn't it?
Yeah. But okay. Like, Dave, let me show you.
I didn't use a calculator.
Let me show you again. Right.
Mm.
These are the answers underneath as I work the maths. Gee, I can't believe I'm doing this. It's like having kids. One is one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I genuinely feel as I'm teaching him basic maths. Then we go to that number. We're going to work out 1 × 1 = 1, 1 × 1.
Yeah.
So you put a little zero underneath that one.
Yep.
Because you're moving along. So 1 × 1 = 1, 1 × 1 = 1, correct?
Yeah, well.
And then you go 1 × 1 = 1, 1 × 1 = 1, like that, right?
Yeah.
So look, 1 × 1 = 2. You see there?
Oh, you do add them, don't you?
Okay, now the next line, we put 2 noughts down, and then we go 1 × 1 = 1, 1 × 1 = 1, like that, and we start going along. So then you add up and you go, look, 1. Yeah. Do you see that?
It's easier without 1, though, isn't it? No, I mean, it's a confusing one. If it was like 3 × 2, it'd be 6.
Dave, move over there and continue this multiplication sum by the end of the news and the sport, okay? All right? God love you. BBC Radio 1. Newsbeat. We're celebrating the life of John Peel today. We're going to be playing lots of his favourite songs. So we played Teenage Kicks by The Undertones. For those of you who don't realise, that's one of John's favourite records, if not John's favourite ever record. Teenage Kicks by The Undertones. We're going to play more of John's favourite type of music and favourite songs from the years in just a few seconds. Let's get some news from Dominic, though. It's 8:31.
And we're looking back at the life of John Peel. He died yesterday morning after a heart attack while he was on holiday in Peru. And during the whole of that sport, Dave is trying to still work out that maths problem. It's going to be wet in most places with some strong winds in the southwest. Radio Newsbeat, it's now 8:34.
Can I go on there, Dave?
Can you stop this music for a second? Can I just check something with you, please? Okay. I mean, the honest answer is I'm not sure what the answer is.
Oh, my God.
But
can I just ask, did he do GCSE maths?
Yeah, I had to go to summer school.
What? What?
I had to come back for summer school.
I don't even know what that is.
I had to retake it. I failed it the first time.
Oh, really?
And the second time.
Did you?
I had to come back and redo it with special tuition.
Maybe, it's no laughing matter, maybe you're numerically dyslexic.
I think I might be.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Which gives you an excuse. It's either that or you're thick. It's one or the other.
And they didn't give me any extra time in exam.
No, didn't they?
No.
Well.
Can I just check something with you, though?
But Dave, would that have really helped, the extra time?
No.
No?
Right. Can I just check something? Because basically it's all these ones that are confusing me.
Right.
But can I just check the basic process?
Yeah.
Okay, but with other numbers, because they're easier.
Yeah.
Imagine you had 432 okay. times 16.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
Bear with me. So what you do, okay, 432 times 16.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do the 2 times the 6 is 12, put 2 there, put 1 underneath.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, 3 times 6 is...
No.
Is 18 plus the 1 is 19.
No. You do... Hang on a sec, let me come over. I can't, do you know, and I swear on my life, I haven't done maths like this since I left school.
No, neither have I.
Right. Well, clearly...
You didn't do it at school.
Okay. The way I would work it out, Dave, and of course, each to their own, there is no real way of doing it.
Yeah.
Only the way everyone does. I would go, personally, 2 sixes are 12, put your 2 down.
1 underneath.
When your little 1, yeah. And then, 2 ones are 2.
Yeah.
Right? And then add the number, the 1 from the 12. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, first of all, you take 2 and divide it by 16, basically. You put 32 down.
Yeah.
Okay? Then the line underneath, you put a little 0, because you move over to number 3.
Yeah.
Jesus. And then you do 3 16s.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you write that down.
Yeah.
And underneath that, you put 2 zeros, because you're moving over to the 4.
And then you do 4 it's times four 16, 16s. Which is 64.
Right. There you go, but that's not the...
No, I know. Right. So, I mean, what I mean is, but the process is correct.
Correct.
Okay, but what's confusing me is the fact that when you've got 1,111 times 1,111, you do 1 times... Well, okay, I don't have an answer for you as such.
Really?
But...
Welcome
it's,
back.
It's got to be about a million. No, but can I
it
just
is, no, yeah, you're
can
right.
I just explain
you're
that
right.
thinking? The reason being that if you forget about the 111s and if you just made a nice round 1,000 times 1,000, each has got 3 numbers, and so obviously 3 plus 3 is 6, and 1 and 6 noughts is a million.
I don't know what you're saying.
But that's the
it,
way...
It's over a million.
That's the way you do it, because 6 noughts is a million, and if you have 1,000 times 1,000, which are both 3 nought numbers...
3 nought numbers?
It would be a million. It's a million and something. It's got to be.
Oh, dear. What are you saying, Rachel?
Just play some music.
It's a hard one, though, this.
It's not.
Is it not?
Really not.
Well, are you sure it's not 11 million? No.
Just use your calculator on your phone.
Because when you were talking before, when Rachel got it...
Shall I give you the calculator on my phone?
Okay. When you were saying to Rachel and you said, look at the number, and I said, it's probably 8-1.
No, it's not, because you're carrying numbers,
okay.
Dave.
1,111.
Get ready for the face, everyone.
Where's times?
It's the big X.
Balls, hang on. 1, 1, 1, 1. I've done it wrong. It's off calculator mode. You do it for me.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Yeah,
here,
I'll
here
do
we,
the same time as
here
well.
Here we go. No, I'll show it to Dave. Okay, ready? See the calculator there. Get ready, everybody. This is going to be, like, the best reveal ever. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, you've got... what the hell have you done to my calculator?
Your phone's weird.
Okay. You've got 1,111.
Yeah.
Okay, great, look. 1111.
Yeah.
Multiplied by 1111 equals. Are you ready for this?
Yep. $12 million.
No.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I think actually I've managed to confuse him even more.
Dead boy, 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 dead
Ward on Radio 1. Michael Gray. Isn't he the chairman of the BBC now or something?
It's Michael Gray.
Right, okay.
Michael Gray used to play left back for Sunderland.
Well, he's doing very well with the music side of things. That's called The Weeknd. It's brilliant. And before that, we played Underworld and Born Slippy. All day today, you're going to hear a load of songs that we've got out of the record library to play in tribute to our very, very dear friend, John Peel, who sadly left us yesterday. Very sad day. Horrible day yesterday. Absolutely horrific day. And just a horrible feeling of sadness in the pit of everybody's stomach. For those of you who didn't listen to John on the radio, or for those of you who aren't aware of just what an amazing man he was as far as the music and records go, he was a friend of ours at Radio 1, and it's like losing one of the family, and I'm personally delighted that I knew him. When I first got to Radio 1, John and I didn't get on, and then I wasn't going to tell the story, but I may as well now. The story goes that every year Radio 1 has a station photograph. And everybody, even Alad, has to go along and have the photograph taken in, like, one big massive room of people. And over the years, because it's quite a tedious affair, it's fun, but then it's a bit like, you get all the little groups breaking off, looking at each other going, pint, fancy pint, pint, right, shall we go and get out of here, go and have a pint, yeah. And everyone goes off. And generally, people kind of shoot off to different pubs and everything like that. But a couple of years ago, we had a station photograph in kind of like in the middle of nowhere. So the nearest pub to the photo studio, everybody went in. And it's the only way to describe it, it's like the Christmas Day edition of EastEnders, when every cast member is in the Queen Vic. So in no particular order, in this pub, from management of Radio 1 to producers to broadcast assistants, you've got all the DJs as well. So we walk into this pub and there's about four people in there. And within about 20 minutes, there's Mark and Lard, there's Sarah Cox, there's Westwood, there's Fergie, there's Scott Mills, there's Marianne Hobbs, there's Emma B, there's myself. It's like a who's who of Radio 1 DJs. And I'm at the bar and somebody pinched my arse. And I turn around and it was John Peel. And I'm looking at him and I go, did you just pinch my arse? Yeah. Okay. Would you like a drink? That'd be lovely. And we had our little bonding session. And we talked about everything from music to family, and to my mum and dad, and to his family, and his kids, and his wife, and everything like that. And I was talking about my mum and dad, and my brother, and how close we are as a little unit. And he looks at me, I finished what I'm saying, he looks at me and he goes, "You're not a bad lad, really, are you?" And I went, "No, I'm not." And he goes, "No, I can tell." And from that moment on, John and I always got on really, really well. He was very supportive of what I was doing, and occasionally stuck his head in the door and said hello. The last time he did that was a couple of months ago, when we were doing this show. When I'm doing a link about action men with eagle eyes and Barbie dolls, and John's face just appears outside, and I've just stopped mid-link because I've suddenly realised, When you do, you know, this show, we live in our own little bubble and it's fine. You sit in your car driving to work, we're talking about action men with eagle eyes, it's fine. But when you look up and you see John Peel standing there, a man who's responsible for the soundtrack of a lot of people's lives, a man who, if it wasn't for John, so many of your favourite songs would have just not existed, would have never been made, you'd never heard of them. And there's this legend, this man that I was privileged to know and was honoured to have my arse pinched by him, looking at me through the glass while I'm talking about the eagle eye action of an action man, and he just walks in and goes, "I'll be waiting for you outside. You've been going on for so long, I can't be bothered to wait. I've got to go off somewhere else. I only came in to get an autograph for our local summer fete." So, and quite rightly, when John comes in, you stop and give John whatever he was asking for.
So that's the law.
That's the law, because that was John. So we're really going to miss him.
So many stories about him, which make us laugh and smile and all that. He was a fantastic person.
So if you listen to his show, you'll obviously know a hell of a lot about John personally, because he was very honest on the air. if you're aware of what John did before with music, and for, and just, you know, from T-Rex to Bowie to Faces to the whole punk thing, to the Undertones to White Stripes to whatever it is, you'll know just how important he is on that level. But if you really, if you didn't know John's work at all, and you're kind of blissfully unaware of John's role in music over the last 30-odd years, then just bear in mind that today, Radio 1 feels as though it's lost a family member. So that's why everyone's going to go on about it today. And I know that for some of you, it'll get a bit boring us talking about a bloke that you'd know, you didn't listen to or you didn't care about. But if you are one of those people, trust us, if you met him, you'd be feeling exactly the same way as we are today. That's how important he was, and that's what a lovely bloke he was. For me as a broadcaster, it was nice to work next to him. But more importantly, it was actually nice to know him a little bit. I got an invite to his birthday, which is probably one of the most proudest moments of my time since I've been in London, of getting to a point where John and I, we just didn't get on at the beginning. He didn't really kind of talk to me, and likewise I didn't talk to him because I was a cocky little upstart and blah, blah, blah. And then to go from that to 7 years later, when I received on my desk an invite to his 65th birthday party, and I was stunned that I received it. And I'm looking at Rachel going, I've been invited to John Peel's birthday. And there's a nice little note on there about where to stay, near where he lives, through the Peel Acres and all this. And it was at his house. And I never went. Because I just thought, I've no business being at John Peel's 65th birthday party. I don't, you know, and without being, you know, tossy, I don't know him well enough. Mm. I don't feel worthy enough to go to John's 65th birthday party, but was flattered that I was invited. Mm. And now, obviously, today, a horrible feeling of, I really should have gone. I really wish that I'd have been there. So that's why today, Radio 1 is going to be paying tribute to John Peel all day. So we'll play some of the normal records that we've been playing, like Beyoncé or whatever it is, and Joss Stone this and all that. But we'll also be playing a few special songs, songs that we know that John Peel likes, all day today at Radio 1. Fade it out, Dave, and fade up the tedious link music.
Because it's that time,
it's see? That, it's tedious time. Mm. Morning. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good. How do you get to today's tedious from yesterday's tedious? Kim Sims and Too Blind to See It.
Kim Sims, Too Blind to See It was a top five hit in 1991, the same year that Smells Like Teen Spirit was released in the UK by Nirvana. Nirvana have had an enormous influence on much of the music that we enjoy today, and their success and popularity in this country can be traced back to their first exposure on one of Radio 1's legendary Peel sessions. The Peel sessions provided the stage for much of the music that we enjoy today. Quite simply, it was John Peel that gave bands such as Pulp, New Order and The Smiths their first break, and it was him that introduced so many of these legendary names to the world. Music is all about innovation and discovery, and nobody did more for new music in this country than John Peel. So, it seems only fitting that on a day when we celebrate his life and the music that he's brought us, that we take this opportunity to play a record by a band who, like so many before and after them, owe their popularity the vision of Mr. John Peel. It was a personal favourite of John's. His title, I don't think, couldn't be more apt. It's The Smiths and This Charming Man.
Seamless. Smiths and This Charming Man. Nice link, Dave.
Thank you very much. People are saying that it's probably the first one I've ever got correct. Makes a change.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Don't worry, you'll be back to normal tomorrow.
Oh, I know.
Stumbling again. Roy Orbison, who was born in Wakefield in 1962, etc., etc. Anyway, nice one. Smiths and This Charming Man has played especially for John Peel, who sadly died yesterday. Play Eminem in a second. And we're going to play the 411 record, which has got the Portishead samples.
Yeah, now, was it... It wasn't Portishead originally, though, was it? Because I think they sampled it from something else. Am I right, or...?
You're probably right. But it's the sour sour times, isn't it? It's
yes.
Because of the glory box. Anyway, that, which I don't know if I like, actually. I think it's a little bit sacrilegious. Sorry. I like Portishead. Anyway. We'll play those two songs in a minute. But first of all, just going to play you some things that really made us smile and gave us a lot of laughs, which are to do with John Peel. Now, for those of you who know John or listen to his show, he wasn't the most technical disc jockey on the network by any stretch of the imagination. And putting records on at the wrong speed, everybody talks about it, but he did. So then with the invention of CDs and computer technology and all that, sometimes, occasionally, it would just throw him. But because John wouldn't try and cover it up and keep on talking while he fixed it, he'd stop and go, what's wrong with that then? And so when we're doing the afternoon show, we occasionally would hear and make a mistake and then highlight it on the afternoon show the next day.
And that was a direct actionist daily affirmation. Here's Fletch. OK, this is Fletch. No, it isn't. Chris Moyles will record that.
Yeah, and I did. So anyway, let me just explain to you how this works. If you've never been here at Radio 1, in front of me is a big computer screen. And it's got all the jingles on for the show. And underneath the screen, on the bottom of the screen, are four little slots. Now, if you want to play the news jingle, you press the news button, the news jingle button, and you load it into one of the four slots on the bottom. For argument's sake, if you want to load the news jingle into slot four, press the news jingle, press slot four, and then it's in there. So when you press jingle number four button, the news jingle starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very easy.
They're all on there.
Let me run through this again with you, in case, you know, you didn't get me. If you want to play the One Road Travel jingle, you press the One Road Travel jingle. You want to play it in jingle machine number three, you highlight the third slot. Then you press the jingle three button.
One Road Travel.
And you see it works. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing wrong with this equipment is when you log out, the jingles that you last loaded into slot number three or slot number four remain there until something else goes in. We worked this out one night after we finished our show with the Grange Hill theme tune. And a few hours later, John was on the air, blissfully unaware that if he pressed jingle number four, he'd hear it again.
Well, thumbs up to Zane for another stirring programme. He doesn't hold back, does he? That's Cat on Form with the Cat Army on Southern Records, an LP called Structure and Fear. Sell the kids to the kids. And tonight we've got Flaming Lips at Glastonbury for you. And hello to Mr. and Mrs. Young. Thanks for the postcard. Here's one for you. Sorry, what happened there? I don't know. What was that?
There's a ghost in the machine.
There is a chill.
What was that?
That was a
great
chill theme.
Oh, right, okay. See, where did it come from, though? It's not supposed to be on the turntable. Nothing happens. See, this studio is spooked, isn't it?
Right. So you get the idea. So then John kind of carries on and plays a record and then comes back.
Now, as regular listeners will know, I'm really not terrifically good at the technology in this studio, but people do leave it. You know, it's rather like leaving a car in a small, confined parking space and leaving it in gear, so when whoever comes to pick up the car gets in, turns on the engine, it smacks into the wall. And this happens on a fairly regular basis. But of course, a lot of people have now said, could they please hear the Grange Hill theme in its entirety? Because it's somewhere there in the system. And I pressed a button and miraculously it started. What happens if I try it again now? So now I won't be able to play it. You wait and see, but I'll try pressing this. And...
Radio 1.
No, that's not it at all. Something says Radio 1. I'll tell you what, we'll work on it. Auxiliary 3? Okay. All right. No, nothing. No, that's the news jingle or something. Anyway, we'll keep working at it and hopefully come up with the right answer.
So we're doing this in the afternoon one day. We're playing these clips and he walked in. And he's going, I was just walking down the corridor. Will you stop taking the pee out of me, please? If that's all right. So anyway, just so he didn't think it could get any worse, it did get worse. And we've got loads of these little clips to play. But what I like, what makes me laugh is Sean going, what's that? No, that's not. That's something saying Radio 1. Even Allard managed to get in there with his BB Allard music.
Those are the Flaming Lips on their own Lovely Source of Death records from 1984, and that was called Out for a Walk. I'm determined to play this damn Grange Hill thing again. You think if I do this now, it'll work? The studio is now leaving me. The studio is taking over completely. I've completely lost the studio. Right, now why did that happen as well?
John Peel. Thank you very much, John, for making us laugh and for doing everything else you did. It's 9:10 at Radio 1.
Guess who's back again, Shady's back. Tell a friend.
Let me just read out some of the text messages, Dave. What is this? Waterhead ripoff? It's a disgrace. What are you doing? This song should be shot.
I know what they mean. I actually don't dislike...
You like it.
I actually don't dislike this record, I have to say. I mean, I know what people mean when you take a sample which is so associated with something else, but actually, I quite like that record.
Do you know, the only thing I like about it is that when it's playing, I'm singing, Nobody loves me. Not like that, obviously.
In a male voice.
Yeah. Well, I'm singing it in the girl voice. Shut up, Alan. Stop laughing. You have to boot up the ass. It's the 411 and Teardrops. So I say, with something that obvious, if you're going to play that much of Sour Times, play it. That's what I say. God damn it.
Well, they're not listening to you, huh?
Well, I'm not... I don't care. Let's play Sour Times. Let's play that. Rachel's just looking at me going, it's not. I want to play Steps. Oh, dear. And then there was the time we accidentally left the Fame Academy theme tune in the jingle machine.
And we've got a session coming fairly soon, not exactly sure when it is, from Grandmaster Gareth, who goes like this. Never stop. How is that? No, it's the wrong... It's that thing, it's doing it again. Right, OK, I need to somehow try to eliminate that. What do I have to do? Oh, no, there we go. It's... No?
See, the thing about it, though, if you ever make a mistake on the radio, you will never, ever, 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 ever come back with a better response than this.
If I ever find the piece of equipment that does that to me, I'm going to rip it out of my bare hands like a warrior ripping the heart out of an adversary.
Genius.
Just a crack.
top tune. Franz Ferdinand, full version off the album, Take Me Out. It's 9:22. Joe Wiley will be here at 10 o'clock.
She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself.
That's like the intro to Heart to Heart.
Mm.
Remember that?
Max.
Yeah.
This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous.
I used to love Heart to Heart.
Did you?
Mm.
I can just say, Alan's in the other room with the PC. He just nodded when you said that. So to go,
yep.
Yeah,
right
now
on.
Now you feel that, are you feeling it right there for Heart to Heart?
Robert Wagner, Stephanie Powers. They're important people.
My name's Max. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy, because when they met, it was murder.
Murder.
Oh, the name of the dog was...
Freeway.
Correct! Well done.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hart, a self-made millionaire.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
He's quite a guy.
Doo-doo.
This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself. By the way, my name is Max. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy, because when they met, it was murder.
Right, Alan, go upstairs, right, to the drawers of not yet sorted out in alphabetical order CDs. There's three of them. Drawers, that is. There should be a yellow CD with a yellow cover of TV themes from the 70s and 80s, which may have a Tower Records price label on. I know my CDs very well. And that is the Heart to Heart theme tune in there. I believe it may be track 52.
You don't really know that, do you?
Yeah, because I used to play the Heart to Heart theme tune on the radio. When I went to local radio, I used to play it every night. You know, each to their own. John Peel, punk. Chris Moyles, Heart to Heart. Mm. Right? So, no, but I think we should play it. I don't know why, I've just got to want to play it.
It'd be a nice musical interlude, wouldn't it?
Which ain't easy.
They should bring it back.
But not a remake, the original.
A remake? You've got your Jonathan Hart, Colin Murray.
Yeah.
You've got your...
Edith Bowman and Stephanie Powers.
Mrs. H, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Oh, they could do Dempsey and Makepeace.
Edith would be Glynis Barber, of course.
Well, yeah. Mm. It's Colin would be a rubbish Glynis Barber, wouldn't he? Mm. He's got the wrong colour hair for a start. Okay. Right, so, I don't know if Scott Mills is back today, but, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday he wasn't on, you may have heard it was Spoony. Scott lost his voice. How clumsy is that?
In Glasgow.
You've heard about losing your luggage.
Didn't lose his voice. He stayed up in Glasgow on the Raz, didn't he?
I'm not getting on my plane, I'm having another drink, which is exactly how he talks in real life. So, Colin and Edith will be on at 1 o'clock, and then maybe Scott. Do we know if Scott's on or not? We don't know.
He's lost his voice.
Some would say that would be the best time to listen to Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Not us, though.
But I wouldn't say that because that would be cruel and childish.
And Scott has the download chart tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, find out who's number one.
We might be number one on the download chart. I will, that will tickle me so much if we've knocked you two off the number one spot. It's not number one anymore, that's U2 and Vertigo, which means there's a new I don't know how I'm doing that voice. Which means there's a new number one, alright? Mouldy looking stain.
Imagine going to number one with our first ever download release, Rachel.
Imagine.
Not many people can say that.
I'd be happy with number two.
Would you?
Well, if we make the top 10, I've got to say I'll take it.
No, you want number one.
Yes, but I think there are more U2 fans than Mouldy looking stain fans, to be fair.
By about 2-1.
Well, yeah. Anyway, find out with Scott later. Stefani at Radio 1. It's What You Waiting For.
She's gorgeous. She's one woman who knows how to take care of herself.
What?
Coming on the show.
Who? What? Stephanie Powers.
Oh, Gwen. Oh, right. Well, Stephanie Powers.
This is Gwen Stefani. She's gorgeous.
When's she coming on, Rach?
The 8th of November.
There you go. Gwen Stefani then coming in on the 8th of November, Dave. Did you hear that?
I did hear it.
No, that's good. Right, more songs coming up. We're going to play a classic Pulp record to remember John with. After we get some news from Dominic, it's 9.30.
Radio 1 remembers John Peel. BBC. West, Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 9.33.
The Gwen Stefani song Rules, Chris, You're Fat, from John. It's just one of the very pleasant text messages that are coming in today to the show. and many people also saying with the applause in the beginning, it sounds like she's doing Stars in Her Eyes.
Let's have a listen. Come here, you.
There you go. And who are you going to be tonight, Gwen?
I'm going to be a singer.
That's lovely. It's Tracy from Middlesex. Tonight, Tracy is Gwen Stefani! Hooray! Well, that didn't work. Lovely. See? Anyway, there you go.
Do you reckon he hurts them when he gives them a squeeze?
It's ever so tight, isn't it?
Mm. I can honestly say, Dominic, in all my years on planet Earth, I've never once thought about that.
No, it's something you should go away and think about.
Really?
Mm. He may bruise the contestants.
I don't think
he will.
For legal reasons, I don't think he does.
I think he's probably lovely and just gives them a nice hug.
Me too, actually, with hindsight, thinking about it. Backtracking.
Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Mr.
And
Kelly.
Ofcom.
Good. It's 9.34, good morning.
Your morning's just got better. The Savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan but he's got his own hair. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio One.
There you go. Eric Prydz. And the video to that. You've seen the video, haven't you, Dominic?
Yeah, it's very artistically shot.
I think so. The direction of it is really second, second to none. Really is.
Yesterday, they had stills of the video in the paper.
Yeah,
showing you how to...
They're on the cutting edge, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're really there. Oh, look at this video, yeah.
They were showing you how you could do press-ups and the splits at the same time. Something I wouldn't advise in tight trousers.
How do you do that?
You have to go down, right? Like this.
What?
Yeah. You put your legs apart, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. You're actually doing it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like that.
But the angle that they were filming it from was...
Just go on, do the press-up thing again. Right, stay where you are.
Yeah.
Just tilt your head now and look around at Alan.
Good morning.
He's got a shot of your big fat arse sticking through the window.
Yes. Welcome.
Anyway.
It's not as attractive when you do it, Dave.
It's not the best quality in the world, but we have managed to find it off of the internet.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hahn, a self-made millionaire.
It's quite a guy.
He's quite a guy.
Who's that lady?
This is Mrs. H.
Hmm.
She's gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself.
This is the routine I used to do every night on the radio, local radio. By the way, who are you, mate? You haven't said.
By the way, my name is Max.
Right.
I take care of both of them.
Really?
Which ain't easy.
Why?
Because when they met...
Yes?
It was murder.
Oh, yes.
Feel the strings.
It builds at this point. Look at that.
Nice.
That is class.
Cracking stuff.
Quality, that is.
Nice use of jazz synthesizer in there.
Mm.
Tasty.
That's right. What?
What?
Hello? Tasty.
Tasty.
I haven't heard that for a long time.
Oh, I've got it.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Now, this is because at the start of that, it sounded to me like something very familiar to us. Okay. See if you can compare and contrast, Dominic. The start of Heart to Heart.
With our puffing. It's uncanny.
Not a million miles away, I think you'll find.
There you go. Play it again, one more time. I just want to hear the intro again. I'll do it without talking all over it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hahn, a self-made millionaire. He's quite a guy. This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself. By the way, my name is Max. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy. Because when they met, it was mad.
Can I just say, Dominic and Dave were going, we're playing the...
Dominic was playing rhythm guitar, and I was playing very high-speed bongos. Waka, waka, waka,
waka, known in the industry as Waka Waka Guitar.
Waka Waka Guitar. You can't forget that. Can I just say, Rachel, the producer of the show, has got a face on, which looks like, oh, my God, he's playing the Heart to Heart theme tune again.
It's totally lost on me, because I never watched it.
Well, we're teaching you something about great television.
Thank you.
Mind that aeroplane. Woo! And then the speedboat, the explosion.
Also, at the end, it sounds like he runs over a cow.
Listen.
He missed it. It was before that. You hear like a crash.
Comic timing is brilliant, Dave.
Listen.
Oh, no, he missed it. Oh, dear.
The funniest thing is watching all your faces.
This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous.
You must have seen that, Rachel.
Heart to Heart.
I never watched it.
Never.
No, I... No.
He's saddo.
Hello.
That's not a bad cover for Mouldy Looking Stain, you know.
Yeah.
That's got legs.
People say the middle of it sounds like Danger Mouse.
It's nice strings. I like
I didn't realise how complicated those strings are. Mm. Honestly, they're really fast in the in the middle bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're listening to the discussion of the Heart to Heart theme tune... if you have any comments about the theme tune Heart to Heart, then text them in to 81199. Thank you.
Start your message with the word...
Heart.
Spelled H-A-R-T.
Not H-E-A-R-T. It's 9:47. Jo Wiley will be here at 10 o'clock. I know Jo's very upset about, obviously, losing a good friend of hers, John Peel, yesterday, who sadly died. So Jo will have some more memories, lots of memories for John and about John coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. And all day today, because as I keep saying, we lost a very important friend of ours yesterday. It's like one... of the family at Radio 1 has left us. John died yesterday whilst on holiday. It's tragically, tragically, horribly sad. And so today, all day, we'll be playing songs that John loved and telling stories about him and everything. Jo Wiley, make sure you're listening to her this morning from 10 o'clock.
The light is there. Yeah. You see, I come from Mississippi. I was young and running wild. Ended up in New York City, where I had my first job. I named the boy in the spot with the great, 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 great man alive.
Can I just tell you, I love that song. Love that song.
Ace record.
Ace. Although, and I hate to be someone who has to pick at it, because I do love it, he should, instead of calling him Niles, he should have called him Clive.
Mm. Would have rhymed that
That's
way.
What the boys should have called him, and I will now demonstrate with the rhyming of the song from Nas's Dad. Right? I don't know why I'm doing a kind of really poor Trevor McDonald.
Nas's Dad.
Boom. As somebody now reports. Anyway, here we go. Right.
You see, I come from Mississippi.
Mississippi.
I was young and running wild.
Running wild, see?
Mm-hmm. Ended up in New York City.
New York City, Mississippi.
Where I had my first job.
Wild and child, mm-hmm. Right?
I named the boy Nasir.
That's what he named him.
All the boys call him now.
Clive.
I told him as a youngster.
As a youngster.
He'll be the greatest man alive.
Alive, because Clive rhymes with alive. So that is bridging the gap from Clive on Radio 1.
You probably could have got away with Clyde as well.
Hey, 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 Chuck Berry of this rap skit. Styles I mastered, many brothers snatched it up and tried to match it, but I'm still number one.
And Clive and the Police, yeah, Clive in your face, yeah, Clive for the human race, yeah, Clive, I ain't got any mace, yeah, Clive, setting the pace.
Now we getting busy.
All right, there you go. Thank you. I'm an artiste.
Well, of sorts.
Yeah. We could be number one on the download chart later as well, believe it or not. We could have knocked you two off the top spot. We probably won't be. We'll be nine or eight or something like that. So Scott Mills, is he back on today, do we know?
Don't know yet.
Don't know yet. He's lost his voice.
In Glasgow.
Yeah, well, Spoony lost his voice. Joking. And hey, Spoony.
Love you.
So Scott may be on. It could be Spoony. It's just throw a six to start afternoon dep. doing the download chart, find out where we are with Mouldy Looking Stain this afternoon. Thank you for listening to the show today. As I said, the whole day will be full of songs that we know John Peel loved and stories and things about John and tribute to him. We lost a dear friend yesterday. It's very, very sad. So thanks for bearing with us today while we celebrate the life of Mr. John Peel.
Thank you very much. Start the theme music, lads.
This morning we have the incredible string band and poet Adrian Mitchell. We'll also play records by groups that you may not have heard of that we consider worthy of exposure. Anyway, the incredible string band now, and this is called You Get Brighter Every Day.
John was simply one of my favourite men in the whole world. As a music fan and a broadcaster, he was absolute inspiration. It's the biggest and saddest loss to everybody.
Greetings, life forms. John Peel. They call me Dr. Excitement here at Radio 1 FM.
John Peel!
Well, this is profoundly embarrassing. I was so busy listening to that, I forgot to queue up another record. Well, people do that, and they get away with it, and I'm going to as well in just a second if I put on the right side of the next record, which I don't think I have done.
Presenters, whether you meet them or not, and especially John, over such a long period of time, would have touched so many people. Liam Kent said if it wasn't for John, he wouldn't be married, so God bless him.
You need to have a fairly obsessive nature, really, to do the programmes that I do in the way that they're done. And I even type my own running orders and things, because that way I can be sure they're correct.
These are the Psychedelic Furs, finally, in Sister Europe. Not been queued up, but if I keep talking long enough, it'll start. Thank you. Although it's going to start at the wrong speed. Nice try. I mean, I love doing what I do, you know, and I've never had any ambitions to do anything else since I was about 28, so I'm very lucky in that. I always say to people, and people think, oh, isn't he modest, isn't that charming? I always say to people, you know, but you don't get noticed because I look like a minicab driver.
The last time I saw John, you know, just before he went off on holiday, we had one of our DJ dinners, and there he was at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night with a glass of red wine in one hand at the centre of the conversation. He would tell these tales, and we'd all, of course, be tears rolling down our face, and, of course, there's tears rolling down our face today.
I
I know I'm fabulously lucky. I mean, I do know that. Everything that I wanted when I was a kid. You know, a house in the country, dogs, cats, an astounding wife, really nice children, and a job on the radio playing records that I like, and getting lots and lots of free records. And you think, it's difficult to think what could be added to this to improve it.